USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is bashing the Trump administration for not giving his team information on national security.
We just aren't getting all the information that we need from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
During remarks in Delaware, Biden singled out leadership at the Department of Defense and Office of Management and Budget for throwing up roadblocks. The House voted to increase stimulus checks to $2,000, but the bill's fate in the Senate is unclear. Here's what we do know. Households will get $600 per adult and $600 per child. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying today the first round of payments should start going out about a week from now. Wall Street liking the news, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all finishing up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The coronavirus situation in California is dire. More than 35,000 COVID cases reported there on Sunday. Hospitals being pushed to the brink as patients are being stacked in hallways, gift shops, and conference rooms. This all happening as California has some of the strictest virus restrictions in the country, forcing many restaurants and small businesses to close. Dr. Quanta Ahmed believes the lockdowns are not helping in the Golden State.
The quarantine should be tailored where there are outbreaks and clusters. But I am beginning to be increasingly skeptical of the lockdowns because what's not mentioned, lockdowns are also causing severe mental health. We know 1% rise in unemployment shoots up suicides. So the deaths that we're going to accumulate because of these lockdowns are going to be so destructive.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Lori Loughlin is out of prison. The Full House actress was released this morning after being behind bars for the last 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The baseball world is mourning the loss of a Hall of Fame pitcher.
A baseball legend has died. Atlanta Braves knuckleballer Phil Niekro at his 1997 Hall of Fame induction.
We're all very fortunate in our life to be blessed to be associated with certain people in our lives. And I have been. 32 years ago, when I walked on a charter flight with Milwaukee Braves, I walked on the airplane and I told one of the guys on the Milwaukee Braves, I saw my wife, which was a flight attendant, and I told Gene Oliver, in fact, I said, I'm going to marry that lady, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her. And I have. She has laughed with me, and she has cried with me. She has kept me warm in many more ways than one. Married for 31 years. Finest wife a man can have, my wife Nancy.
The longtime champion of the Atlanta Braves rotation died after a lengthy fight with cancer. The team announced Sunday he was 81. The Braves said Niekro died Saturday night in his sleep. He lived in the Atlanta suburb of Flowery Branch, where a main thoroughfare bears his name. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And finally, a 12-year-old boy now holds a Guinness World Record for identifying different airlines. Sidonk Gumber was able to identify 39 airlines using the tails of their airplanes within 60 seconds. His mother telling the Gulf News she made a PowerPoint to help him study the different plane tails. She noted her son has an exceptional picture memory. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.